Nolte, hours after Democrat-run WA passes wealth tax, former Starbucks CEO flees to FL. By John Nolte on March 11, 2026. On Tuesday, the Democrat-run state of Washington passed a massive wealth tax. Hours later, former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz announced his move to Republican-run Florida. Following a 24-hour debate, the Washington State House passed Senate Bill 6346, a tax on people earning more than $1 million per year, by a vote of 51-46, reports Forbes. The tax would apply beginning in 2028, with the first payments due in 2029. Try not to laugh. However, the fallout has already started, with Starbucks founder Howard Schultz announcing that he plans to move to Florida, a move that coincidentally came shortly after the bill advanced in the legislature. Here are the pertinent parts of Schultz's announcement. 44 years ago, Sherry and I made the cross-country trip from NYC to Seattle in our 1979 Audi along with Joan as our golden retriever. We were starting a new life, he wrote on a social media post. Then comes the kicker. The spirit of continuing forward has long underpinned our approach to life, in business, in philanthropy, and most importantly, as a family. For those of you who know us well, we have entered the retirement phase of our lives, Schultz adds, and then drops the bomb, and we have moved to Miami for our next adventure together. We are enjoying the sunshine of South Florida and its allure to our kids on the East Coast as they raise families of their own. This part of Schultz's statement says it all about these leftists who flee the damage they worked so hard to create. Like many other Seattle-based companies, Starbucks today stands on the shoulders of the many Pacific Northwesterners who built the company. They helped shape the culture, the benefits, and the brand, contributing to the civic, community, and public life of the city and state. Yes, you helped build a culture that elected a leftist government that has deliberately destroyed a beautiful state and what was once the showplace city of Seattle. Oh, and that's not all. Starbucks itself is opening a new corporate office in, wait for it, Tennessee. That doesn't mean the leftist corporation will move out of Seattle, at least not yet. Starbucks plans to offer relocation opportunities to dozens of Seattle-based employees, while also opening additional roles in the Nashville market over time, reports the Wall Street Journal. Opening a corporate headquarters in a more business-friendly state is generally the first move prior to a total relocation out of a Democrat-run state. When you're a Fortune 500 corporation as large as Starbucks, closing your corporate headquarters and relocating is a massive, massive undertaking that is incredibly disruptive and expensive. The smart way to do it is, gradually. But again, Starbucks is beyond guilty of fostering a cultural and political environment that led to far leftists taking over the government, which, in turn, made living and doing business in Seattle and Washington state dangerous and expensive. Democrats like Howard Schultz are political locusts. They destroy everything and then move to Florida and Tennessee, dragging their fascist politics behind them, hoping to destroy those places.